First, I think the trade deal is a really significant one that if realized that the world will see two highest agricultural exports to China, $30, $35 billion this year and potentially $40 billion or more to China. I think some of the increases likely will be on the protein side, pork, beef and poultry, because that China currently has African swine fever, where they lost 40% of the hog inventory, which is larger than the entire U.S. inventory, and the pork production is down 25%. So now it's the holiday season, so it's supposed to be a peak demand season, absent of the coronavirus. But so they have a huge need for those. There's also a growing demand for the consumer products as well, infant formulas, wine, tree nuts, and fruits, vegetables, avocado, and things like those. I think this is a really good thing for U.S. agriculture, but there are still a whole lot of concerns about whether these promises are too good to be true, because these promises will reach a level that we haven't really never seen before, and the 88-page agreement doesn't have a whole lot of concrete details.